You're listening to All Things Considered here on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Linda Steffen. A team of archaeologists is in northern Lake Michigan today. They're preparing to excavate a site they hope is the resting place of the oldest shipwreck in the Great Lakes, the French ship, the Griffin, lost in 1679. IPR's Peter Payette is in the Upper Peninsula, in Fairport, where the team is basing its operation. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Linda.
So first, back up a little bit and tell us what we need to know about this 17th century shipwreck.
Well, it was the first schooner built for the Great Lakes. It was built over near Buffalo by the explorer Robert De La Salle. He was trying to finance his explorations on behalf of the French king, and he built the Griffin to transport beaver pelts across the lakes. And it only made one voyage over to Green Bay, and it left Green Bay loaded with fur and disappeared in a September storm.
And what have explorers done so far today?
Well, kind of technical things. They're sort of mapping out a grid on the site where something is buried almost entirely beneath the lake bottom so that tomorrow they can come in with, as far as I could understand, kind of like underwater vacuums and dig some pits, test pits, they call them, around the location that they have mapped out with acoustic instruments and see what's down there.
For years, there have been rumblings that this ship is perhaps buried somewhere off the coast of the Garden Peninsula where you're talking to us. How much of the ship do explorers actually hope to see in the coming days?
Well, I think there's a couple things they're looking for. One, ideally, would be an object of some sort. They did use a magnetometer to survey the site, and they got some hits, so they're hoping that a rail gun might be down there. Those are made of iron and maybe what would have set off their magnetometers. But they might find something more simple, like a button. They also hope to expose a portion of the ship, maybe a piece of the deck, and then be able to look at the craftsmanship and get some confirming detail that way about what it is and who built it.
What took so long to get to the point of this dig happening?
Well, these men who found this, whatever it is, and I guess we don't actually know that it's a ship, although the surveying so far makes it appear to be a ship under there or something shaped like a boat. They spent about 20 years searching for this, and they're not professional explorers. They have day jobs, so they would come up on vacations and spend their time diving and did a lot of research in order to figure out where to dive. And then once they did find it, there was a lot of dispute about who had the right to claim it, and it was tied up in court for the better part of a decade.
And what's it like for you being with the divers as they are making all these preparations today? I have to imagine that after so many years, there's a lot of excitement.
There is a lot of excitement. There are a number of archaeologists here. Some from France are expected to arrive tonight. And there is another archaeologist from Lower Michigan who is not a diver, but is here to help identify objects, artifacts. And so it is quite exciting to think that tomorrow they may pull something out of the bottom of the lake and bring it up and have these people confirm that it is indeed an object from a shipwreck from the 1600s.
Well, have a great time, and thanks for reporting back to us.
You bet.
IPR's Peter Payette. You're listening to All Things Considered on Interlochen Public Radio.